Today's daf is Erev and Daf Kuf Gimel. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza and Avadia ben Miriam Leah. Today's daf is also being learned by Ilui Nishmas Avram ben Yibodol L'chaim Toivim Reb Moshe Chai. Zok to Mishnah Vaita, Machzirin Tzir HaTachtoin. In the event, Rashi says that you have a Shida, a Teva, or a Migdol. A Shida is a carriage, a Teva is a box. A migdal is also a closet or a box. So if you have a shida teva migdal, the shida teva migdal had a delis. It had a door that was used to open and close it. What happens if one of the parts that are attached to one of the sockets? So again, the way we have to visualize this is that there was a tzir on the bottom, a tzir on the top. The tzir on the bottom is called the tzir atachton. The tzir on the top is called the tzir elyon. This tzir is something that goes into a socket, and that's what keeps it fastened. What happens if the tzir came out of its socket? Am I allowed to put it back in on Shabbos, or am I not allowed to? So again, a very technical halacha. Machzirin tzir atachtoin b'mikdash. The lower one, yeah, in the Beis HaMikdash. Avalei b'medina, but you can't do it outside of Beis HaMikdash. V'ha'elyoin, the upper one, kan v'kan asr. It's always going to be asr. Rabbi Yehuda says, ha'elyoin b'mikdash. The elyoin is mutter in the Beis HaMikdash. V'ha'tachtoin, and the one in the bottom, is going to be asr in the Now, what's the issue over here? Again, midday raisa, this is not an issue. Because if midday raisa, this is an issue, then l'chayra would be asr in the Beis HaMikdash as well. So we're dealing with something that's asr in the Rabbanon. What's the issur Rabbanon? Gzeira, of course. Gzeira mishum makah v'patash. We're afraid that you may put it in like a professional would, and if you do that, it's going to be makah v'patash. So we're afraid you may take your tool set, and you're going to come with a hammer, you're going to start hacking, that's asr midday raisa. That's really makah v'patash. So to do it with your hands, that's really not an issur raisa. But gzeira mishum makah v'patash could be a problem. Therefore, b'medina, it's going to be asr. B'mikdash, because of ein shvus b'mikdash, so over there, we're going to be mekel. Tanu rabbanon, tzir, delas, shida tevo migdol. If you have the tzir of a delas that belonged to a shida tevo migdol, right? The tzir of a delas that was of a shida tevo migdol. Tzir, kama, delas, kama, shida tevo migdol. B'mikdash, machzirin. In the base of mikdash, you're allowed to put it back. B'medina, and in the medina, doichakin. You're allowed to stop it back. You can't be machzir. So if it's completely out, then the halacha is you're not allowed to put it back. But if it's only a little bit out, and all you have to do is be doichik it, that's something you could do. You're never allowed to put it back. Because we're afraid you may do it with a hammer. And if you do that, chayiv chatas, shal bar v'shal dus v'shal yitzia. In the event this was a door of a pit or a ditch, something that's attached to the ground, that's what's significant. Then over there, even if you do it without a hammer, it's going to be an issur d'oraisa. And the reason is, because over here, it's going to be asur d'oraisa, not necessarily because of makah v'patash, but because of boina. Being that what you're doing now is in the ground itself, so now you're running into a boina problem. So over here, even without makah v'patash, this is going to be an issue. So the topic of the last two dafin were things that are asur to do midrabanan. However, b'mikdash, in the Beis HaMikdash, these isuri d'rabbanon were never instituted, and as a result, these are things that would be mutter. Just to follow the paper trail in terms of how it is we got to this topic. So we know already that the last parak in Masechtas Erevin really isn't such an Erevin parak. In fact, Tosfos says in the beginning of the parak that if you were going to place it in a Masechta, you would place it in Masechta Shabbos, because really it deals with halachas of Hilchas Shabbos. Stating that, now we're in the midst of a digression from the digression. The way we got there was the Mishnah, Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph, was discussing a halacha, whether one can stand in a Rishus HaYachid, pick up a key that's in a Rishus HaRabim, and open up a lock that's in a Rishus HaRabim. Can somebody stand in a Rishus HaRabim, pick up a key that's in a Rishus HaYachid, and open up a lock that's inside a Rishus HaYachid? Mishnah said it's a machloikis between Rav Meir and the Chacham. So we're talking about opening and closing locked doors on Shabbos. So the Mishnah then digressed on the bottom of Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis and discussed taking a bolt to keep a door shut on Shabbos by placing it into a hole that was inside the eskupa, inside the stoop in front of the house. The Mishnah said whether or not you can do that depends on a whole bunch of different variables. One of the things that the Mishnah said as it relates to using a bolt to close a door on Shabbos, that it could be there would be a nafkamina between whether this lock, this bolt is being placed inside a hole, the Medina, or whether it's being placed inside a hole in the Beis HaMikdash. If it's in the Medina, it would be Yasser. Nagar HaNigra, Noyel and Boybe Mikdash, Avalay Be Medina. But in the Beis HaMikdash, it would be okay. What's the difference? Because to put a bolt inside a hole is an Isidur Avonon, it's Mechzik Boyna, the Ein Shvus Be Mikdash. We mentioned that. We mentioned another halacha where it's Nogeya, this din of Ein Shvus Be Mikdash. The Mishnah now is going to mention another halacha, and then another halacha, and then another halacha, all with regards to things that are aser to do on Shabbos, midirabbanon, hatzad hashava shebehen, is that these are things that are aser to do b'medina, meaning outside the Beis HaMikdash. However, in the Beis HaMikdash, because of the principle, ein shvus b'mikdash, Chazal didn't make isura dirabbanon in the Beis HaMikdash, these are things that are going to be mota. So we're going to learn three Mishnayos. Again, all three Mishnayos are going to be talking about different topics related to isura dirabbanon on Shabbos. So the Mishnah, machzirin retia b'mikdash, if a kohen was doing the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, he had a bandage on his hand. He had a wound. He put a little dressing on the wound and it was wrapped around with a bandage. Now, to do the avoida with a bandage on your hand is something that's very problematic because you're not allowed to have a chatzitza around your hand when you do the avoidah. So says the Mishnah, in the event that a kohen had a bandage, he took it off so that he'd be able to do the avoidah. Now he wants to put it back on. In the Beis HaMikdash, you could do that. Avaloi b'medina. But if the same thing happened outside the Beis HaMikdash, somebody has a bandage, he took it off, and now he wants to put it back on Shabbos, the halach is, it would be aser. In betchila, if you want to put a bandage on for the first time, kavakan aser, then it's something that's always going to be aser. Now, putting a bandage with some medication on a wound on Shabbos is not aser midairaisa. It's asa midrabanan. Why is it asa midrabanan? Rashi says, because we're concerned that you may take the ointment that you're putting on the wound and you may shmir it. And if you shmir it, you will violate a melacha d'iraisa, the melacha of memachik. So being that there's a concern that you may come to be memachik, so it's for that reason, the Chachamim said, you can't do it. Now, you can never put it on l'katchila, and outside of the Beis HaMikdash, even if you had this bandage with the ointment on it, now you want to put it back on, that's something you wouldn't be allowed to do either. The only time it's mutter is machzirin retia b'mikdash. Why? Because in the Beis HaMikdash, we have a policy, we have a rule that's called ein shvus. This notan rabban, we learned to the brayis retiya shapirsho me'al gabi mako. What if somebody had a retiya? He had a bandage that was on a wound on Shabbos. He didn't take it off, but rather it fell off by itself. So this is not the case of the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah was where you took it off and now you're putting it back on. The brayis's case, Rashi says, is different. It's talking about shapirsha. It came off on its own. And over there, we're going to see when more makel. Says the brayso, machzirim b'Shabbos. You're allowed to put it back on Shabbos. Why? The Mishnah said, "Machzirin retiya b'mikdash avaloi b'medina." Yet, if it was pirsha me'al gabi maka, then machzirin b'shabbos. So Rashi says the difference is that it's loy shchiach for the retiya to fall off the wound by its on its own. As a result, if this happened, what happened was a milsa de loy shchicha. And we know the rule. Milsa de leishchicha like those Rabbi Rabbanan. So being that this whole issue is not an issue midday rice anyways, all we're dealing with here is an issa de Rabbanan. So where it's a milsa de shchicha, gozer be Rabbanan. Milsa de leishchicha like gozer be Rabbanan. It's a milsa de shchicha to take a bandage off and, you know, redo it and put it back on. But for it to fall off on its own is leishchicha. So it sounds like a subtlety, but at the end of the day, when it comes to the Rabbanans, just like there's a rule, ein shvus b'mikdash, there's another rule, milsa de leishchicha like gozer be Rabbanan. These are one of the fundamentals that govern all the Rabbanans. So for it to fall off on its own is a milsa de leishchicha, as a result, the Rabbanan weren't goyze. That's the sheet of the Tanakam. Rabbi Yehuda argues, he says, Huchl gulamata, if it slipped off a little bit to the bottom, doichel lamayla, you can push it back on top. Lamayla, if it slipped a little bit up top, doichel lamata, you can push it back down. Umekala mixa retia umekanech. Piyamaka, if you have to clean the wound so you can expose a little bit of the bandage, clean it for a tiyatz mlo yikanech. However, don't clean the bandage itself, because then we're concerned that by cleaning the bandage, somehow that's going to involve real smoothing, the mirech, and if you do that, chayiv chatos, you're going to be chayiv a karmen chatos. The bottom line is, the Mishnah said, machzir retiyah b'mikdash alloy b'medina, if you remove a bandage and you put it back on, that's for sure a problem. The Beis HaMikdash is okay. But outside of Beis HaMikdash, your zikr can't do that. What if it came off on its own? That's already a milsa lo yishchicha, hence it's more kuladik. What's the halacha machloikis tanakamo? Chachamim and Rabbi Huda. Chachamim say, Retiv Shapir Shami Agabi Makam, Machzirim Bishabbos. Rabbi Huda said, no, you can't. If it slipped off a little to the bottom, you can push it up on top. It slipped on top, you can put it on bottom. But just because it fell off doesn't give you a right necessarily to go and put it back on. Amar Rabbi Huda, the Amayra said, Amar Shmuel, in the name of his Rabbi Shmuel, halacha Rabbi Huda. The halacha is like Rabbi Huda the Tana, which means that just like if you remove the bandage, you can't put it back on Shabbos. Bimedina, if it slipped off completely, the same thing would be true. You wouldn't be allowed to put it back on. Rav Chizda said, Loishanu, this halacha is true, Elosha Pirsha Gabi Kli. Meaning, this that the Chachamim said that if it was Pirsha, it's a Milsa Loishchicha, as a result, you could put it back. That's only if when it fell off and landed on a Keli. Avo Pirsha Gabi Karka. But if it fell off and it landed on the ground, Divri Akoil Aser, everybody holds that this is something that's going to be Aser. Because even though it fell off on its own, once it's on the ground, putting it on is ready. Too much similar to what we're afraid of, and there's a concern that it's going to come to Memachik, and in that case, everyone's going to hold that it's also the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is when it fell off on its own and it landed on a Keli. But if it fell off on its own and it landed on the ground, it's as if you took it off. That's the halach of the Mishnah of Avalei B'Medina. You wouldn't be able to put it back on. Amar Mar Bravashi, who was Ravashi's son, said, "In the Kamei Abels, by my father Ravashi, Naflulei Abei Sadia, he had a Ritiya, and this Milsa the Leishchicha happened. Somehow the bandage fell off and it landed at Beis Sadia. It landed on a pillow. A pillow is a keli. The kamahader lay, and he was putting it back on. Amino lay. So Mar Rav Ashi said, I told my father Rav Ashi, Leisava Lamar Lahadam Rav Chizda. Don't you hold like Rav Chizda, who said Machlekes Shapir Shal Gabi Kli? I have a Pir Shal Gabi Karkos. Machlekes Rav Yudin the Chachamim was if it was Pir Shal Gabi Kli. But if it was Pir Shal Gabi Kark, it's going to be Aser. Okay. This was Pirsha Gabi Kli. But for Amar Shmuel, here's the punchline. Halacha like Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel said halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. So if we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, that even where it's Pirsha Gabi Kli, it's going to be a problem. So Rav Ashi told Rav Ashi, you had the bandage, it fell off. This wasn't in the Beis HaMikdash. It landed on a pillow. That's a Kli. You're putting it back on. That's okay, according to the Chachamim. But Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is that in Machzirin, even if it was Pirsha by itself. So why are you doing that? Amalisi told me back, Loish. He said, I never heard this. What he meant to say was that I don't agree with this halacha. Meaning, I hold, not like Rav Chizda, I hold the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim was when it fell on Al-Gabi Karka. And it's only over there that Rabbi Yehuda was machmer, and over there even the Chachamim were mekel. If it falls on Gabi Kli, that's so cool a dig, everyone's going to agree it's okay. Even Rabbi Yehuda's going to agree it's okay. So I agree with you that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. However, I disagree with you that the machloikis was when it was nafal Gabi Kli. I hold the machloikis when it was nafal Gabi Karka. So if the machloikis when it was nafal Gabi Karka, but everybody agrees if it falls on a Kli, it's going to be okay. So Rav Ashi said, it's for that reason I felt that it was okay. Bottom line is, the first Mishnah in today's daf is discussing something that's usher to do midrabanon on Shabbos. We're talking about someone has a bandage, there's a wound underneath the bandage, he has some medication on it. So the question is, can you remove it and then put it back on? In the Beis HaMikdash, Ein Shvus B'Mikdash, if a Kohen needed to do this, to do the Avoida, this was something that was allowed. However, to do this B'Medina, that's already a big problem. The Mishnah says it's usher, and the Gemara we got very nuanced. What happens if it fell off by itself? What happens if it landed on a Kli? If it landed on Gabi Karka? Machloikis, Chachamim, and Rabbi Yehuda, Machloikis, Rav Chizn, and Rav Ashi, whether the Machloikis, Chachamim, and Rabbi Yehuda was talking about was Nafal Al Gabi Kli, or the Machloikis was whether it was Nafal Al Gabi Karka. Just one Ha'ara before we start the next Mishnah. The way we explain the Gemara, and this is the way Rashi explains the Gemara, the issue over here, the issue is Mimareach. That's the concern over here. What's the problem about taking this bandage with the dressing and put it back on the wound? There's a Mimareach problem. We're afraid you'll be Mimachit. You're going to go and smoothen the medication, and that's what the concern is. Tosfos says, I think you can learn more Pashat. In fact, Tosfos has a kasha, he doesn't understand Rashi. He says, why don't you say the Isser over here is Refuah B'Shabbos? We know you're not allowed to engage in Inyanei Refuah on Shabbos. If it's a question of Chil Shabbos, then you turn the world upside down. But if it's a question of Pekuach Nefesh. But if it's not a question of Pekuach Nefesh, then we go to the opposite extreme. Then we say everything is awesome, right? Pekuach Nefesh, if someone asks a Shaila, he's a Shaifich Dom. But when it comes to something that's not Pekuach Nefesh, then the Rabbanan say, you're not allowed to do it. It's a Gzeir Mishum Shechikas Avamadam. So Tosfos says, I think you can learn the Sugya more Pashat. You don't have to say the issue over here was Memakeit. You could say the issue over here was Mishum Shechikas Samamadam. Either way, it's up to Mishnah Vaita. You're allowed to tie one of the strings of the harp on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash. Avoloi b'medina, this is not something you're allowed to do outside of the Beis HaMikdash. In Betchilo, if you want to go, the Katchilo, not take a string of the harp that snapped on Shabbos and tie it back together, but rather you want to go make a harp on Shabbos, kamakan osir, that's something that's going to be osir to do b'medina, and that's something that's going to be osir to do in the Beis HaMikdash as well. So again, we're discussing over here someone that has a harp, he has an instrument, and one of the strings snapped, so he wants to tie it back together. Zok the Mishnah in the Beis HaMikdash, this is something you're allowed to do. B'medina, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, this is not something you're allowed to do. And the truth is, this Mishnah requires beer. Pasha, without even getting out of the Mishnah, it's something that's very, very tzarech beer. Why? Till now, we were discussing different things that you're allowed to do in the Beis HaMikdash, things that you're not allowed to do outside the Beis HaMikdash. The Nagara Nigra, you're allowed to stick it into the hole in the skupa, on Shabbos, in the Beis HaMikdash. You can't do it in Medina, it's Mechzik Abayna, but in the Beis HaMikdash, this is something that you'd be allowed to do. The same is true if you have a closet that has a door and one of the pivots came out of its socket, so you're allowed to put it back together in the Beis HaMikdash. It's not something you're allowed to do in Medina. Why? Because putting it back is only an Issa D'Rabbanon. If you use the hammer, it would be Makkah B'Patish. But if you're doing it with your hand, it's only an Issa D'Rabbanon. Okay, Issa D'Rabbanon, Shavuos, therefore it's not going to be an issue. All right, the previous mission we just learned as well. Machzir Ritiyah B'Mikdash. We're not dealing with Yisurah D'Raisa. So all we're dealing with is Yisuri D'Rabbanan. When it comes to Yisuri D'Rabbanan, there's a concept that we make on the Beis HaMikdash. But to tie a string on Shabbos, Kosher is one of the 39 Malachas. So L'chur, if it's one of the Lamites Malachas, so how do you even start the Mishnah? Kosher, Nima B'Mikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is Kuladik when it comes to the Rabbanas. That's the idea of Ein Shavuos B'Mikdash. We'll see a little later why. But that's the concept of Ein Shavuos B'Mikdash. But if you're dealing with Kosher, this is a Malacha D'Raisa. So if it's a Malacha D'Raisa, why would it be Mutter? So Pashut Pshat is because we know that the instruments in the Beis HaMikdash were used for the karbanos. There were certain karbanos, specifically the karbanos tzibur, that required a musical orchestra to accompany it. That's the way karbanos were brought. When was it brought? At the time that the wine libations were poured on the mizbeach, it was b'shas the nisachim, ein adam shar shira ela mitaych simcha, ein simcha ela b'yayin, and as a result, it was this idea that while the wine was being poured on the mizbeach, the levim with b'shirim with zimram, they used to sing and they played instruments. Now, this is not something that's ma'akiv a carbon necessarily, but at the same time, it was machshire carbon. It was an important part of bringing the carbon. Bringing karbanos was doicha shavis, even though bringing karbanos involves many melachas. Shchita is a melacha, haktar is a melacha, but hefshet minituach are melachas. But at the same time, the halacha is bringing karbanos was doicha shavis. So based on that, you can argue that playing the music and fixing the instruments would also be doicha shavis. However, there's a difference between bringing the actual carbon and having the music that comes along with the carbon. Bringing the carbon is the heftz of the avoida. The music is something that facilitates the avoida. It's what's known as machshire avoida. So here's the question for the next part of the daf. Machshire mitzvah, of a mitzvah that's doicha Shabbos, is it too doicha Shabbos or is it not doicha Shabbos? So the first place you have to run in your head is Shabbos, daf kuf lamed. It's the whole parak in Shas. Parak Rabbi Eliezer de Mila. Mila we know is doicha Shabbos. What about machshire mila? Is machshire mila doicha Shabbos? So if you do the bris mila on Shabbos, what if the moyel forgot to bring an izem, forgot to bring a knife to the bris mila? Could he go home, carry it through Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? The Chum said, absolutely not. Mila is Deicha Shabbos. Machshire Mila is not Deicha Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer argues. Rabbi Eliezer of Perek, Rabbi Eliezer, the Mila fame said that Machshire Mila is Deicha Shabbos. Mila is Deicha Shabbos. The Machshire Mila are going to be Deicha Shabbos. And the Gemara is in Perek, Rabbi Eliezer, the Mila discussed that Rabbi Eliezer's sheet is not exclusive to Mila. But all mitzvahs that are Deicha Shabbos, the halach is, it's Machshirim are Deicha Shabbos as well. If that's the case, really, at first glance, again, without seeing the Gemara is going to have an intense discussion on this Mishnah. But without seeing the Gemara, the first Muschel Rishon L'Churu would be, it should be telling the Machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, because the instruments are machshirim. Kosher is a malacha d'iraisa. Is machshiri avoid the doicha Shabbos or is it not doicha Shabbos? If machshiri avoid is doicha Shabbos, then L'Churu would be okay. If not, then at first glance, it wouldn't be okay. The only other thing that's worth considering before we start the Gemara, and that is in the Sugya Perek Rabbi Eliezer de Mila, there is a Svara that's going to come up in the Daf, and that is it couldn't be even the Chachamim that hold that Machshire Mila, for example, are not Deicha Shabbos, but that's only Machshirim that you couldn't do before Shabbos, but if that you could have done before Shabbos. But if you have a Machshire Mila that you were not able to do before Shabbos, it could be then it would be Deicha Shabbos. In fact, Rabbi Akiva is the one that argues with Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishra, Rabbi Eliezer de Mila. Listen to Rabbi Akiva. Akiva's lashon. Klal amar Rabbi Akiva. Kol melacha she'efshal asoysa mi'erev Shabbos. Any melacha that you could have done erev Shabbos, ain't doiches on Shabbos. Milo she'efshal asoysa mi'erev Shabbos, doiches on Shabbos. If the child's eighth day is on Shabbos, obviously you couldn't have done it before Shabbos. But his lashon is, could you have done it before Shabbos, or could you not have done it before Shabbos? This opens up the door a little bit for an idea that if I have a machshirei milo that maybe theoretically, for whatever reason, I couldn't do before Shabbos, maybe I would be able to do it on Shabbos. But either way, this next mishnah is not going to be talking so much about the idea of shvus b'mikdash, it's ain't shvus b'mikdash, but it's focusing more on the malacha d'iraisa. So, the Gemara, the Mishnah said, koishrin nima b'mikdash. You let a tie the string of a kinar that snapped on Shabbos. V'reminu, I'll ask you a kasha from a b'raisa. Nima skinar shenifsaka. If there was a kinar and there was a string and it snapped, lo yhoyu koishra elo invo. Talach is not let a tie. Rather, what you have to do is you have to make a bow. You can't tie it. It's a stira. Blatant. The Mishnah says koishr nima b'mikdash. The price is just the opposite. Nima skinish and ifsika, and this is in the base of mikdash. Lo koishra elo einva. You're supposed to make a bow. So which one is it? Do you make a knot or do you make a bow? So the Gemara says leikasha harabadav harab Eliezer. The Hakdam is the segue to the daf. Li Rabbi Eliezer dam machshirim mitzvah deichanes haShabbos. Koin Rabbi Eliezer holds machshirim mitzvah deichanes haShabbos. Koishra. So you could do. Not why you could even do the melacha deraisa because it's machshirim, and if it's machshirim, it's going to be deicha shabbos. However, according to Rabbanan, that hold a machshirim mitzvah not deicha shabbos, so you don't have the ability to make the knot. Rather, what you have to do is make a bow. What's the difference between a knot and a bow? A bow is not a kesher, hence it doesn't constitute an issa deraisa. Zok to Gemara, but Rabbi Eliezer, if you can tell me the Mishnah is going to Rabbi Eliezer, afilu katchila nami. So why does the Mishnah say that in betchila kan v'kan aser, that if you lechatchila want to go ahead and make this instrument, you can't do it. According to Rabbi Eliezer, machshirei mitzvahs doicha Shabbos, so you should be able to make lechatchila. Why is it only if you had it and it broke and you want to fix it, that's when it's going to be okay? Like Rabbi Eliezer, it should always be okay. El Digmar says you're right. Like Kash, you have to say a different tense. Har Rabbi Yehuda v'har Rabbanon. The Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Brais is going according to Rabbanan. So which Rabbi Yehuda? So we had this Rabbi Yehuda pretty recently. Rabbi Yehuda that holds that making a bow on Shabbos is also Asa Dairaisa. Aniva is Bichlal Kishira. So just like making a kesha is one of the Lamites Malachas, making a bow is really also one of the Lamites Malachas. Okay, what's the significance? According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no reason you should make a bow more than a kesha. Because there's no difference. They're both asa m'deiraisa. So the b'raisa that says nima iskina shenif seko loy hayu kaisha elo oinva, it's going to rabbanon. They're making a kesha deiraisa. Making an aniva is a rabbanon. So it makes more sense to do the rabbanon rather than do the deiraisa. As opposed to the mishnah is going to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that making a bow is also in this deiraisa. So manu shachi bingo over deiraisa. So what's the point in making a knot? You might as well make making a bow. You might as well make a bat. So there's no difference. But the Gemara said Rabbi Yehuda the man. At the end of the day, okay. So mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, very nice. But lamaisa, why is it mutter to do it? Presumably because he holds like Rabbi Eliezer. So if that's the case, I feel like Katchila, not me, then it should be Mutter, even like Katchila. Meaning at the end of the day, very nice. You want to tell me the Tana, the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Yehuda has to pick and choose between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Why? Because there's no difference between a knot and a bow. Does that mean you can make either a knot or a bow? Maybe you shouldn't be able to make anything. Elamai, oh, you must hold like Rabbi Eliezer. What does Rabbi Eliezer hold? That machshirei mitzvahs leicha Shabbos. If he holds like Rabbi Eliezer, machshirei mitzvahs leicha Shabbos, then hadra kushul aduchte. Then it should be mutter to do it even lekatchila. So making the Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda didn't really help me much. It's true, the Mishnah could be Rabbi Yehuda. It's very gishmak. That's why the Mishnah didn't say anything about a bow. But at the end of the day, why are you allowed to do anything? L'chayro, it's an issa deiraisa, not a question of shvus b'mikdash. Here we're dealing with an issa deiraisa. Elo ma'ya tami Rabbi Eliezer. It's Rabbi Eliezer. That it should be mutter even l'katchila. So the Gemara says, elo l'kasha. Just to revisit the original question, you have to say a different tarot. The Mishnah that said you can make a kasher, and the Brisa says, no, you have to make an aniva, two different tanom. It's not Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. It's not Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanim, but rather, Harab Shimon, Harabana. One Mishnah is going to Rabbi Shimon, the other one's going to Rabbi Tanya Lun to the Brisa. Ben Levi, Shinifsakaloy Niba, Bekinor. A Ben Levi who had a harp and one of the strings snapped, kaishra, you tie it back. Rabbi Shimon said, Einva, no, you can't tie it. Rather, instead of tying it, Einva, what you have to do is, you have to make a bow. Rabbi Shimon is a third sheet. He said, Afi, inim hashmas es hakol. If you're going to go ahead and you're going to make either a keshner or you're going to make an aniva, it's not going to play music properly. Elo, so he comes up with some whole patent of what you should do. Mishalsho mil mata. V'koyrech milmala, you should bring it down to the bottom, you should tie it on top. V'mishalshom milmala, v'koyrech milmata, ayin Rashi, exactly what this means. But the bottom line is, what you see from this braisa is that it's a mefurish, a machloikis tanohim. whether Kaishra or whether Einva. So you have a stira between a Mishnah and a Braisa. I hear, but I have a Mufurish Braisa that says it was a Machloikis Tanam, and being that you see it was a Machloikis Tanam, so that's the Teretz. The Mishnah that said Kaishra is the Chachamim in this Braisa. The Braisa that said Einva is going according to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon said Mufurish in the Braisa, Einva. Okay, so what did we really accomplish? Again, these, a lot of Rashi said, these Rashis are important just to understand Pashup Shat and what's going on. So what Rashi says is, what we just accomplished was the following. Till now, we thought that Tana, the Mishnah, must be Rav Eliezer. Because why else would you be able to make a knot? At the end of the day, this is not avoido, it's machshiri avoido. The Tana that holds machshiri avoido is like a Shabbos Rebbe Eliezer. You're making a knot. It seems like what you're doing is you're making an isteres. So we were under the assumption that for sure the Tana is Rebbe Eliezer. Who else would hold of such a thing? You know what just happened? What just happened is we found the Braisa. We dusted off a Braisa. The Braisa says, Then Levi Shinifsika Loinima Bekiner Kaisha. Doesn't say anything about Rebbe Eliezer. It sounds like this is the Chachamim. Sounds like all the Chachamim held that way. So the Gemara says, aha, there's a Shittas Chachamim that holds this way as well. Now it opens up the door, Ayin Rashi, for us to think what we thought was the unthinkable. That maybe even the Chachamim would hold that you're allowed to make a Ketuvah. Until now we thought it must be Rebbe Eliezer. But now we realize maybe it doesn't have to be Rebbe Eliezer. Maybe it could be the Chachamim. Okay, Favos. The Chachamim don't hold that Machshire Milos Deicha Shabbos, Machshire Pesach's not Deicha Shabbos. All the Machshirim are never Deicha Shabbos. So why would this Machshir be Deicha Shabbos? The Teretz is what we spoke at in the introduction to the Mishnah. Here it's different, because when did the Chachamim maybe hold that the Machshirim are not Deicha Shabbos? That's if you could have done the Machshirim before Shabbos. But in the event that you could not have done the Machshirim before Shabbos, if you couldn't have done it before Shabbos, now we're going to allow you to do it on Shabbos. So that's all the Gemara is flipping now that it found this Braisa. Now that it found this Braisa, we found the Mefurish of Chachamim, not Rebbe Eliezer, that holds Kaishrim. So now we're going to work backwards. What would be the Svarah? Stomach, the Svarah is because you couldn't have done it before Shabbos because it broke on Shabbos. And being that it broke on Shabbos, that's why you're allowed to go ahead and do it on Shabbos. Essentially, we're just saying one is one Tana, one is the other Tana. The first two Mahalchim in the Gemara thought that Tana that holds Kaishrim is Rebbe Eliezer. And then we had a problem with that because the Mishnah says, Vim Betchila, Kam Vakan Osir. If we're going according to Rebbe Eliezer, it shouldn't be Osir Lekatchila. The Teretz says it's not Rebbe Eliezer, it's a different Tana. Why didn't we just say it's a different Tana in the beginning of the Sugya? So Rashi says, because unless we had a Mefurish or Tana that said it, whose name is not Rebbe Eliezer, we were never going to say that. The Pashtus is the Mishnah is going according to Rebbe Eliezer. Oh, we found a Mefurish or Chachamim. Okay, done. Once we find the Chachamim, we're comfortable with that. Ibai is saying, but he wants another Teretz. There's a fourth Teretz. Maybe the Mishnah and the Braisa are both going according to the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon that hold Kaishra, not Rebbe Eliezer. The Rabbanon who hold Machshirei are usually not the Teichah Shabbos. But if it was Efshel Asois in the Erev Shabbos, like in our case, you would be able to do it. Like Kasha, why is there no Stira? Kan Be'emtza, Kan Min Hatzad. The Mishnah that says you're allowed to do it is talking about where it's snapped in the middle. If it's snapped in the middle, then you really need to make a Kasha. If you don't make a Kasha, it's not going to play nice music. As a result, you're allowed to do it. It's Machshirin that you couldn't have done before Shabbos. You're allowed to do it. It's in the middle. This is the only Eitzah. You could do it. Kam Min Hatzad. Whereas the Braisa that says Oinva, that Braisa was going according in where it snapped on the side. On the side, in Aniva is also going to be okay. And Aniva is only an Issa Drabbanon. It's not an Issa Drabbanon. So at the end of the day, if you only have to be over an Issa Drabbanon, it really doesn't make that much of a difference. You might as well do that. The Iba is saying, but the fifth Teretz is Vav Ha'ba Emtza. Maybe the Mishnah and the Braisa are both talking about where a broken middle. Mar Sover Gazrinon, Umar Sover Loi Gazrinon. So the Gemara is very, very sussum. So we need Rashi. We always need Rashi. But here we really need Rashi. So Rashi, the last one before the Mishnah, says that the Gemara is saying what it said in the third Teretz. That the Mishnah is going according to the Chachamim. That's why Kaishra. The Bryson is going according to Reb Shimon, and that's why it says Oinfa. When the Gemara said the third Teretz, what was the Hezber in the Machloikis between the Chachamim and Reb Shimon? The Hezber in the Machloikis was Machshirim. That you couldn't have done before Shabbos. Is it Deicha Shabbos or not Deicha Shabbos? Chamim said, yeah. Rav Shimon said, nah. Now what the Gemara is saying is, no. It could be everybody holds a Machshirim that you couldn't have done before Shabbos. Really should be Deicha Shabbos. But being that we just said that it would only be Deicha Shabbos if it was Be'emsa, but if it was Min Hatzad, it wouldn't, because Min Hatzad, you could always be Oinva. So we have a new understanding, maybe why Rav Shimon said Oinva, even when it broke Be'emsa. Gzeira Otto, a case where it breaks Min Hatzad. Either way, the Mishnah said, Koishrin Nima B'Mikdash, Avaloi B'Medina,
But the mikdash for sure, yeah. The gemara is lakasha from a brayso. Nimas kinesh and nifsako loy hayakaisha eloinva. So we have a stira between a mishnah and a brayso. And what the gemara said was five terutzim. The first teretz was maybe the mishnah is going according to Rabbi Eliezer holds machshir matay chashavis. Meaning here we're not dealing with a shvus, we're dealing with a nisa deraisa. So the tana of the mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer. Usually the tana of the mishnah is not Rabbi Eliezer, but maybe here the tana of the mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer. Machshire mila day chashavis, machshire avoid is going to be day chashavis. That's why you can even make a kesher. The brayso holds like the chum machshir matay chashavis. You have to make a bow. Bow's not is awesome with the raisa, it's only awesome with the rabbana. Second terrace the Gemara said was maybe the tan of the mission is Rabbi Yehuda, who holds there's no difference between a bow and a knot. No difference between a bow and a knot, so therefore you might as well make a knot. The braisa holds there isn't between a bow and a knot. Knots the raisa, bow's the rabbana. So that's why you should go ahead and you should make a bow. The third terrace of the Gemara is it's a mefurish of raisa. There's two shitas and a braisa. The braisa brings the chachamim, ben levish, and nifskal, and nibbe, kinor kaisha, shemai ma'ainva. The mission is going according to chachamim. The braisa is going according to Rabbi Shimon. Fourth terrace of the Gemara said maybe everything's going according to the rabbana. And who hold that machshir madoicha when you couldn't have done it before Shabbos, and as a result, really, you should be able to make a kesher. There's no deraisa problem. The difference is, one's talking about we're broke in the middle, the other's talking about broke on the side. Broke in the middle, you have to make a kesher. Broke in the side, you don't have to make a kesher. Even though you could make a kesher for broke in the middle, but you don't have to when it's broke on the side. That's what's about. The fifth teretz is really the third teretz, albeit a different hezber in the machloikis. The fifth teretz is that the mishnah is going according to the chachamim in that braisa, the braisa is going according to Reb Shimon in that braisa. However, the Hezber in the Machloikis Chacham Reb Shimon is not a real Yisoidus thing of Machloikis or Machshirim that you couldn't have done before Shabbos, whether it can be Doicha Shabbos or not, but rather it's a much more Balabatish Machloikis, more local, more specific to this particular Shiloh over here. And that is, really, we'd allow you to make a knot, but only Be'emsa, not Menatzad. Question, should we be Goizim Menatzad out to Be'emsa or not? That was the Machloikis. Zok the Mishnah Vaita, third and final topic of the Daf. Choytchen Yabeles, B'mikdosh, a Koyin, had a, or an animal, had a wart on it on Shabbos. An animal that has a wart is considered an animal that's a balmul. And as a result, you can't be makriv such an animal on Shabbos because it's a balmul. And if it's a balmul, you're not allowed to bring it as a carbon. So here's the question. Could you cut it off or could you not cut it off? Says the Mishnah in the Beis HaMikdash, you can. Avaloi b'medina, outside, you can't cut warts off animals b'medina. In the keli, if you want to use a keli, kama kanas, it's something that's going to be aser in the Beis HaMikdash, and it's something that's going to be aser b'medina as well. What would be the reason you shouldn't cut off a wart? What's the problem? So Rashi says, it's because anytime you cut anything off an animal that grew on the animal, you're violating the malacha of geizes. Goizes, the av malach, is to shear the wool of an animal. But as a toildo of goizes, any time you cut anything that grows, to cut your nails on Shabbos is goizes. So that would all be included in cut your hair is goizes. So any time you cut something, even though it's not wool, it's not the av malach, but it falls into goizes. Stating that, if you do it with a keli, so you did it in the normal, usual, and customary way, you violated this deraisa. If you do it with your hand, then you didn't violate this deraisa. All you did was an isa derabana. Why? Because if you do it with your hand, it's kila achar yad, pun intended, and as a result, you did it with a shinui. Once you do it with a shinui, it's not asa deraisa anymore. All it's going to be is asa derabana. So gishmak. If you want to cut a wart off an animal with your hand, b'medina, you can't do it. It's an isa derabana. It's not asa deraisa. It's an isa derabana. Okay, in the Beis HaMikdash, all it is an Isidra Rabbanan. Being that all it is an Isidra Rabbanan, so once you're in the Beis HaMikdash, we have the rule of Ein Shfus B'Mikdash, Zok de Mishnah. Zok de Gemar, Viraminu, I'll ask you a kasha. So again, the Mishnah said, Choytchin Yabeles B'Mikdash. You're allowed to cut a wart of an animal on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash. Only an Isidra Rabbanan, Ein Shfus B'Mikdash. I'll ask you a kasha from another Mishnah, and this Mishnah is a Mesechtes Psochim, Daf Samachay. Har Kavasoi, Vahava Osoi Michutz Lotchum, Vachatichas Yabaltoi, Ein Doichin. We're discussing Erev Pesach, Yud Daled Nisan, that falls out on Shabbos. On Yud Daled Nisan, the Korban Pesach was brought, right? The Korban Pesach wasn't brought on Pesach, it was eaten on Pesach. Korban Pesach was brought on Erev Pesach. What happens if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos? So, Pesach is Doicha Shabbos. The question is, what about the machshirim of Pesach? What about carrying the carbon Pesach through a Rishus HaRabim to get it to the Beis HaMikdash? It's like this, you'd be able to be makrivit. What about bringing it outside the tchum? Or our case, what if there was a wart, there was a yabelis, and you want to cut the yabelis off? Are these things that you're allowed to do on Shabbos? Or are these things you're not allowed to do on Shabbos? That's the topic of the Mishnah. So carrying it in a Rishus HaRabim, bringing it outside the tchum, or cutting off the yabelis is not doichin Shabbos. Rabbi Lezer says doichin. it is going to be Doicha Shabbos. What's the kasha? You have a kasha from the Chachamim in the Mishnah Masechtas Pesachim to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said Choitchin Yabel is b'mikdash because Ein Shavuos b'mikdash. Here it says b'mefurish v'chatichas yibalta yein Doichin. You're not allowed to cut. So could you cut the word off the animal, or can you not cut the word off the animal? So the Gemara now is going to say four different terutzim. Rabbi Lazar for Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. So the first two terutzim were said by Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. The Gemara doesn't know who said which teretz, but they are the Amiram that said the first two terutzim. Chadam on one said Hava Habalacha. Both Mishnayos are talking about warts that are lacha, they're moist. The Gemara is going to get into this in a moment, but it's going to be apparent from the Gemara that when the word is moist, there's a problem. Once it gets dried out to the point that you can scrape it off, it's not a problem. It's not goizes anymore. It loses its chashivos. So once it's lebedig, that's when it's a problem. But once it's already becomes completely dried out, it's not an issue. So Rabbi Lazar Yosef Chanina said that both Mishnayos are talking about a real issue here. We're dealing with the yabelis, that's a problem in halacha. It's moist. But like Kasha, what's the teretz? It's very simple. He said, kan biyad, kan bekeli. The Mishnah by us said very clearly, chaytchen yabelis b'mikdash, but only with your hand. The imbekli, if you can use a keli, kan bekan asa. What was the difference again? If you use a keli, it's a deraisa. You can't do it. If you use your hand, it's kalachayad. It's only an issa derabanan. That's when you have the halacha of Ein Shavuos b'mikdash. Said Rabbi Lazar Yosef Chanina, the first teretz, the Mishnah in Masechtas Pesachim that said chatichas yabalta ein doichin was talking specifically where you're cutting the yabelis with a keli. Oh, you're cutting it with a keli, that's why it's going to be awesome. Our Mishnah that said it's mutter is talking about where you cut it with your hand. Meaning that Mishnah is not a tzushtel to the ratio of our Mishnah, it's a tzushtel to the seifa of our Mishnah. Chadam, the other teretz was hava habiyad. Both Mishnahs are talking about where you did it with your hand. Both Mishnahs are talking about not Isur de Raisa, but rather both talking about Isur de Rabbanon. Veloi kasha, hava lach, hava yevesha. Our Mishnah is talking about where it was yevesha. Being that it was yevesha, chaytchen yabel so mikdash. It dried out, so therefore you're allowed to remove it. Whereas the Mishnah Masechtas Pesachim is talking about where it was moist, and therefore it's going to be a problem. So, to command, I'm a hobby yad, a hobby kli. Quint man, but I said hobby yad, a hobby kli. My time, I'm a hobby lech, hobby yabesha. That the one that said yad and kli, why didn't he just say lech, hobby yabesha? I mean, they're both terutzim seem like night. The end of the day, they're both akimtas, they're both terutzim. What's wrong with that, Teretz? I'm a loch yabesha, fill the kli namisha. He holds that if it's dried out, you'd be able to use a keli as well. You can't say our Mishnah is talking about where it was yabesha. And that's why ain't shvos b'mikdash, because if it was yabesha, it'd be mutter b'kli. And the Mishnah says you're not allowed to use a kli. So, my time, a why? Why would it be mutter even with a kli? Because a fruchi yifarcha, it's just going to crumble. So it's nothing. Now the Gemara says the reverse. The one that said habalei chavi yevesha, why didn't he want to say habi yad v'habi kli? Amalach bekli ha'tanan. Why would the Mishnah in Pesachim have to tell me that with a kli it's a problem? It's our Mishnah in bekli kan v'kanasa. Bishlam, if one Mishnah is talking about lecha, one Mishnah is talking about yevesha. Okay, it's a chiddush. It's something that we don't know from Masechtas Erevin. From Masechtas Erevin, we don't know anything about lechas and yeveshas. Now that we have another Mishnah in Pesachim, that Mishnah is Megala had to learn our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about Yevesha. That Mishnah is talking about Lecha. So the Mishnah was Mechadish something. It told us something we didn't know. But if that Mishnah that said Ein Doichin just means Bekeli, we know that from our Mishnah. So why would the Mishnah in Pesachim have to tell me something I already know from Erevin? The Mishnah should be contributing something that I wouldn't have otherwise known. V'idach. Okay, what's the other man that I'm going to say? Sounds like a nice Taina. No. Hadiktani Hasam Mishumdika. Hadiktani, the reason it said it over there is Mishumdika by a flugi, Rebbe Leazar Rabbana. Because there is a Chiddush in that Mishnah that we don't have over here. The sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said, Doichin. We don't have Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah. And what that Mishnah wanted to tell us was Rabbi Eliezer. By the way, why is Rabbi Eliezer hold Doichin over there? Even with a Keili? Yeah, because Rabbi Eliezer holds Machshire Pesach is Doichin. Pesach is Doichin. Machshirim is also going to be Doichin. The Idach, the one that said, Kan biyad kan bekli dumya dahar kavasoi vava osim bichutz latchum, because he held that it's mashma that it's similar to har kavasoi vava osim bichutz latchum the rabbanon, which are both the rabbanon. So it's mashma that the Mishnah Masechtas Pesachim was talking about all these three of the rabbanon. In other words, we're trying to figure out what chatichas yabalta means. We're trying to answer the steer between the Mishnah Erev and the Mishnah Pesachim. But really, the avoda is, what is our Mishnah referring to? What's the Mishnah Pesachim referring to? And what came out is we have two mahalchim, and I don't understand the Mishnah Pesachim. The Mishnah Pesachim that says, chatichas yibalte ein doichet. One pshat is talking about it was a keli. Another pshat is talking about where it was lacha, but really it was with your hand. There's an afkamina between the two pshatim. You know what the afkamina is? In the Mishnah Pesachim, are you doing an issa de raisa? Are you doing an issa de rabbana? If it's a keli, doing an issa de raisa. With a keli, it's goises. If it's biyad, just it's belecha, and there it's aser, even b'mikdash, for whatever reason, at the end of the day, you're doing an issa d'rabbanan. So the Gemara says, the man dama that said, biyad b'lecha, held that way, because he felt that the case of chatichas yibaltoi was a issa d'rabbanan. Why was it issa d'rabbanan? Because he thought the other two were issa d'rabbanan. Har kavaseh v'ma'aseh chutz l'tchum har issa d'rabbanan.
Interesting. Why would he feel that way? Very simple. Carrying an animal. Is that an Issa Deiraisa? Is that an Issa Derabanan? It's only an Issa Derabanan. Taking something outside the Tchum. Is that an Issa Deiraisa? Is the Rabbanan? Tchum is the Rabbanan. So he held that being that Havasiv Arkavasiv are the Rabbanans, so it's Mestabri Chavit Chaziv Alta is also the Rabbanan. If it's a Derabbanan, must be talking about Biyad. Must be the Teretz to the Steerers. Kam Belecha, Kam Biyavesh. The Idach. So the other man Nama that held not that way. Well, it's interesting. Harkavasa, Bavasa, Mechosot Chumah, Derabbanans, and Chatichas, Ebaltis, Deiraisa, he said, no. He holds Harkavasa, the Lekra, doesn't hold like Ram Nasan, Dama Chai Noises Atzmai. He holds the Chai is not Noises Atzmai. So when you carry the animal, you are Raven Nisa Deiraisa. And as it relates to Havasa, Mechosot Chumah, he holds like Rabbi Akiva, Dama Chumah, Deiraisa. So at the end of the day, he holds that they're Deiraisa. They're Deiraisa. This is also going to be a Deiraisa. Bottom line is, we had a steer between two Mishnahs. Our Mishnah says, Chaytchen Yabelis B'mikdosh. The Mishnah Psochim says, Chatichas Yabalta is not Doicha. We have two Terutz, and one Teretz is, one is Biyad, one is Bekele. Biyad, it's Mutter, that's our Mishnah. Bekele, it's us, that's the Mishnah over there. Another Teretz is, now all the Mishnahs are talking about Biyad. Our Mishnah is talking about where you did it, where it was Yavesha, and the Mishnah over there is talking about where it was Lecha. Nafkamina is in the Mishnah Psochim. Is the Mishnah Psochim dealing with an Issa de Raisa? He did it with a Keli? Where is an Issa de Rabbanah? A derivative nafkamin is harkavasei vavaasei. Do we hold like Ram Nasan Chai Noises Atzmai? Do we hold like Rabbi Akiva Tchumins Deiraisa? We're getting involved in like major raid sugyas. But the bottom line is also the first two terutz of the Gemara. But the Gemara is going to bring another two terutz. Master Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef asked the Kasha. His Kasha was as follows. Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said like this. Kal v'choyner. He responded to the Chacham. Again, what did the Chachamim say? To carry the animal, this is the Karban Pesach. And they bring it from outside the Tchum, at the Kati Abelis is not Deicha Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer said it is Deicha Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer said, I have a Kal V'chaim. Ma shchita she'im mishum melocha Deicha Shabbos. Elu shem mishum shvos, ein edin sh'yitcha Shabbos. These that are only Yisuri D'Rabbanim, certainly it should be Deicha Shabbos. Now the truth is, at first glance, which sheet does Rabbi Yosef sound like he's knocking out? He's knocking out the sheet that holds that the Mishnah, Pesach, I'm talking about where it was a Keli. Because if it was a Keli, then what's the Kal V'chomer? Meaning, if we're talking about Deiraisas as well. What's the last Kal V'chomer? Ma'adach, it could be Deicha Deiraisa like Shchito. Kal V'chomer, these are all the Rabbanim. Why are the Rabbanim? You're carrying an animal. Chai Noises Atzmai. You went outside the Tchum. Yeah, that's true, but Tchumen is only the Rabbanim. You cut the Abelis. Oh, you cut it with your hand. So it's knocking out the Shita that held that it's talking about with a Keli. But it's Mavur for Rabbi Yosef. The Rabbi Yosef at this Kasha was trying to knock out both Shitas. I am Mefarshim. Elam Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef said, Haba Haba Yad. Really, they're both talking about Biyad. Okay. What then is the Teretz to the steer? Rabbi Yosef didn't like any of it, even though it sounds like he only knocked out one. But really doesn't like either one of the Terutzim. So what then is the Teretz? Here's Teretz number three. A big Yisoy. Shfus Mikdash B'Mikdash Hiktiru. But Shfus the Mikdash B'Medina Loi Hiktiru. Ain't Shfus B'Mikdash? But only in the Beis HaMikdash. If you do a Shfus B'Mikdash, but you do it outside of the Beis HaMikdash, over there you don't have the halacha of Ein Shfus B'Mikdash. So if you're in the Beis HaMikdash, that's when you have this halacha. Outside the Beis HaMikdash, not. So the Gemara assumed carrying the Karban Pesach is Ein Shfus B'Mikdash, but the Gemara is being chayzer, because the Gemara is saying, where are you carrying it? Where are you removing the mutton? Where are you doing all this? Outside the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Most Karbanis were brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Everything was brought in the Beis HaMikdash. They were prepared in the Beis HaMikdash. The Karban Pesach was unique. People took it on their shoulders, literally, and they brought it with them to Yerushalayim, or from Yerushalayim into the Beis HaMikdash. But anywhere outside of the Beis HaMikdash, you don't have the halacha anymore of Ein Shfus B'Mikdash. If it's in the Beis, you're in the confines of the Beis HaMikdash, that's where you have the rule of Ein Shfus B'Mikdash. But outside the confines of the Beis HaMikdash, there you don't have the rule anymore of Ein Shfus B'Mikdash. Sabaya said over this halacha in the name of Rav Yosef, this big Yisoy, Ein Shfus B'Mikdash is only in the Beis HaMikdash itself. Rav Safra heard the halacha and Esavei Rav Safra L'Abaya. Rav Safra asked Abaya a question. If somebody was sitting on the skupa and he was reading from a sefer. This was a Mishnah that we had a few daffin ago. And then the sefer rolled out of his hands, holding it on one side, but the other side rolled up. The halach is, you're allowed to bring it back to you. What's the chiddush? You would think that maybe you would end up carrying the kamash. Maybe if it fell out of your hand completely, then you would pick it up and you would carry. The halach is, you're allowed to bring it back to you. Why? Presumably, Rav Safra assumed in the question, because Ein Shfus B'Mikdash. Mikdash, what shaykhis? We're talking about Kisvi HaKoydash. And just like Ein Shfus B'Mikdash in the Beis HaMikdash, maybe Ein Shfus B'Mikdash when you're dealing with Kisvi HaKoydash. What's the catch? Ein Shfus B'Mikdash. This is not in the Beis HaMikdash. The Hacha, the Shfus B'Mikdash. B'Medinohu. V'loi Gazrinon. And you still see Warren Geyser. So the Gemara says, V'loi Gazrinon, what Dilma Navavasi Lasuye?
So Abaya told him back, we already were making this. We took care of this right in Daf Tzadikas. We said this in Skupa was really a caramelist. The Shus Rabban was in front of him. This will never come to an Issadei Raisa. Because even if it falls and you bring it, you're going to carry it from a Shus Rabban to a caramelist. That was like Kimta in the Gemara. So being that you end up carrying it to a caramelist, so you're not going to come to an Issadei Raisa. Anyways, therefore over here, we will make all Shvus B'Mikdash, even if it's B'Medir. But Reb Safra asked Abaya another kasha. Again, he's asking a kasha on Reb Yosef's Torah. You're allowed to take the carbon Pesach and you're allowed to put it in the oven in chashecha as it's getting dark. This is a chiddush. The reason is because usually you're not allowed to start cooking food right before Shabbos. Food has to be cooked already, k'maychol ben drusoy, in order for you to even keep it on in a pot and allow it to cook on its own on Shabbos. But when it comes to the carbon Pesach, you can do it. Now, why are you not allowed to start cooking food samach l'Shabbos? Gzeira, Shema, Yachta, Bekhalim. We're afraid you may go stoke the coals. Now over here, it sounds like we're not worried about it with the carbon Pesach. The Shvus, the Mikdash, the Medina. This happened in the Medina. Right? The Basa Pesach was allowed to be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. It's Kachem Kalim. You can eat it anywhere in Yerushalayim. So it's not necessarily in the Mikdash. Like, we know Shema, Yachta, Bekhalim. And you see, we weren't afraid. Shema, Yachta, the terrorist says, because ain't Shvus, the Mikdash. But you see, ain't Shvus, the Mikdash, even the Medina. Gemara says, Ishtik. Abaya heard this kash and he was quiet. So he went running back to his Rebbe. He also came to Rav Yosef. So he went back to Rav Yosef. Amalei said, Hachi Amalei Rav Safra. This is what Rav Safra told him. So Rav Yosef came back. Amalei, my time alei tashani le. You should have given him a good answer. You know, you should have told him, Bnei Chabura's reason hey. This is Bnei Chabura. Oh, Bnei Chabura, there's reason. What does it mean, Bnei Chabura? Rashi says the people that were involved, engaged in the process of bringing the carbon Pesach, they were very careful. So ordinarily, you have to be concerned, Shemichat Gecholim. Over here, you don't have to be worried. It's not because it's supposed to be Mikdash. It's a new din. Bnei Chabura. Bnei Chabura is reason here. The words of Abaya. So why didn't Abaya answer that? Because Abaya felt Kehanim's reason here, Mamrina. He's heard of Kehanim's reason here. But Bnei Chabura's reason, hey, that's already a whole different story. Kayhanim, yeah. But Bnei Chabura, he said, that he never heard of. So to say Kayhanim's reason, hey, which, by the way, is the reason Ein Shvus B'Mikdash, this is where the Gemara mentions it. So that, yeah, but as it relates to Bnei Chaburin's reason, him, that not. Rava said a fourth teretz. Again, a fourth teretz to Arkasha. The Mishnah said, Choytchen Yabela's B'Mikdash. The Braisa said that the Chatichas Yabalta, or the other Mishnah, Masachas Pesachim, said Chatichas Yabalta is not Toicha. Which one is it? Rava said, Rabbi Eliezer here. Our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Eliezer. The Omer Machshirei Mitzvah, Toichin Es HaShabbos. Rabbi Eliezer was Machshirei Milos Toicha Shabbos, and that's why Choitchin Yabel Es B'Mikdash. So, the Gemara, Moida Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer's Moida, the Kamed Efshel Lashon Yashanina. That stating that, to the extent that you can make a Shinoi, you're supposed to make a Shinoi. So, the Gemara, Mayhi, how do you know that? And you know Rabbi Eliezer holds that if you can make a shinoi, I mean, even though Rabbi Eliezer holds the machshirim are always doicha, but to the extent you could do it with a shinoi, then ideally, l'katchila, you should do it with a shinoi. Tanya, we learned to the Brayse, Koyin also by Yabelas. If a Koyin had a Yabelas, this is not the animal that has the Yabelas, now the Koyin has the Yabelas. He has a wart. He wants to do the Yavoida, he can't do it. So chaver choytchalei b'shinov, this is on Shabbos. His friend can bite it off with his teeth. B'shinov in, b'klila, sounds like he could do it with his teeth, he can't do it with a keli. Chaver in Eulai, sounds like his friend can do it for him, but he can't do it himself. So you don't mind, who are we going according to? Are we going according to the Rabbanon that hold the Machshirim Anat Doicha Shabbos? Why then could you do all this? Ube Mikdash, presumably you could do this. Keep it, Amri Rabbanon Ba'alma Mishum Shvos. Hachamali Hu Mali Chaveroi. And still you see it's Mutter. Must be because all this is an Issa de Rabbanon. So if all this is an Issa de Rabbanon, and Ein Shvos Be Mikdash, so why do you need your friend to do it? Why can't you do it yourself? Why does it have to be done with his teeth? Why can you do it with your hand, right? Why are we getting so... You should be able to do this in a more normal way. El alav Rabbi Eliezer. Must be he's going according to Rabbi Eliezer. The Omar Ba'al Mechayiv Chattas. Which Rabbi Eliezer? Two Rabbi Eliezers. This must be Rabbi Eliezer that holds that ordinarily for someone to bite something off of himself would constitute an Issa D'Oraisa. Now, if it would constitute an Issa D'Oraisa, then why are we even having this discussion? Why would it be Mutter? The Teretz is because it's Machshir. And because it's Machshirim, Rabbi Eliezer also holds that Machshirim is Mutter. But if that's the case, then why can't you just do it yourself? Or why can't you do it with your hand? Why do you need your friend to do it? And why does your friend have to do it with his teeth? must be v'hocha afal gavta machshiri mitzvah doichinus haShabbos, but kama de'efshel shnuyim mishanina.
Meaning, is the Braisa discussing an issur derabbanan and it's mutter because of ein shvus b'mikdash, or is the Braisa dealing with an issur deraisa and it's only mutter because machshiri madoicha? If it's talking about an issur derabbanan and ein shvus b'mikdash, then we should not have to jump through all these hoops. Must be we're going quite Rabbi Yehazar. Really, it's an issur deraisa. If it's an issur deraisa, it's only mutter al machshirim. The reason we're making you do it with a shinui is because Kamadev Shalish Mishanino. So the Gemara says, you see from it clearly that there's an idea of Kamadev Shalish. So again, we just merged two Rabbi Eliezers. The Rabbi Eliezer we've been talking about the entire daf, and a Rabbi Eliezer that the Gemara talks in Mesach de Shabbos, who holds that to bite something off would be an Issa Deirai. But the Gemara says, like, Rabbanon, maybe it's going according to Rabbanon. He also be crazy, Achanami. And it could be had this wart been on his stomach, he would have done it by himself. He was on his back. He was on his shoulder. He couldn't do it. I mean, the only reason the Braisa has said your friend should do it, and not because how logically your friend has to do it. It's just more practical if your friend does it, depending on where it's situated on your body. But El Chanami didn't necessarily have to be that way. But the Gemara asked, at the end of the day, why can't you do it with your hand? The very least, your hand. Why your teeth? Shouldn't you be able to do it with your hand? Meaning, and what would be the chiddush of saying hand? Should we be poishah Rabbi Lazar shita that the machlokes Rabbi Lazar chachamim was biyad, but be clear everyone holds a chayv? The Gemara says a litamech according to Rabbi Lazar nami lishkulei nebiyad. And if you hold that we're going according to Rabbi Lazar, not according to chachamim, is that kasha any better? Why we didn't say yad? So Gemara says no, because hi my e I'm a bishlami Rabbi Lazar. Here the Gemara is going to explain. Bishlami going according to Rabbi Lazar, hi nadegaz yad atu kli. I understand why yad's a problem. Rabbi Lazar holds to cut it off with a keli is an issa deraisa. A yad therefore is very similar to a keli, and as a result it would be aser. So therefore we're only allowing you to do it with your teeth. Eliyamir Rabbanan, but if we're going coin to Rabbanan, Nishkele Nahale Biyad, shouldn't you be able to take it off with your hand? Must be we're going coin to Rabbi Eliezer. Again, what's the hechach of going coin to Rabbi Eliezer from the fact that it had to be with your teeth and not with your hand? Bottom line is, if we're going coin to Rabbi Eliezer and still you see you're supposed to do like a tchilo with a shinoi, so you see, even though Rabbi Eliezer holds it to machshir madaicha, but still it's L'katchilo, if you could make a shino, you can. And the Gemara concludes, V'sulay midi, we have nothing else to talk about on this topic. As a result, we can exhale. So again, we had 5 Mahalchim had to understand the previous Mishnah, 4 Mahalchim had to understand our Mishnah. But for now, a little bit of rates. I was thinking we did a lot of Divrei Agada this week. So just to end the week with a little bit of a pilpul, a real Galitziana pilpul. So, you know, usually the pilpul is not the ikker. This raid bite, the pilpul is very much going to be the ikker. That's the disclaimer, is the reverse of what the disclaimer. Like a pilpul who a ikker, a pilpul who a ikker. That's the purpose of the raid bite. So the topic of today's daf and yesterday's daf and tomorrow's daf is the idea of ein shvus b'mikdash. That even though the Rabbanan made many, many gzeiris that underpin the daily life of a yid, but at the same time, in the Beis HaMikdash, a lot of these gzeiris weren't in effect. There's a concept called Ein Shvus B'Mikdash, stating that if you look in the Rishonim and the Achronim and the Achronei Achronim and in the world of Raid, there are exceptions to this rule of Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. One of the exceptions to the rule, meaning a Hechi Timtza, where we say Yesh Shvus B'Mikdash, is what would be if a person is doing something, and this thing that he's doing in the Beis HaMikdash is not only Asa Midrabanan once, but it's Asa Midrabanan Tzinsveitamo. It doesn't only involve one shvus, but it involves two shvusim. Rabbi Kivegin a tshuva in Simen Kuf Nuntes, by the way, this is a very famous tshuva from Rabbi Kivegin for other reasons, not the part of it that we're going to talk about right now. The tshuva was written L'chvoid Achi Chavivi HaRav Bunim. This is the second time this week that we had a Rav Bunim Eger. First was the tshuva from Chsam Soifer, Chaim Simen Kuf Pehe, and this is tshuva from Rabbi Kivegin, Simen Kuf Nuntes. So the tshuva was written to his brother Rav Bunim Eger. And in this tshuva, Hafachba Vafachba the Kulaba, so Rabbi Kivegin over there wanted to say a chiddush. He said that it could be, even though Chazal said ein shvus b'mikdash, could be that's only if it's only one shvus. But to the extent that the thing that you're doing involves not just one shvus, but involves two shvusim, in that case, the rule is going to be yesh shvus b'mikdash. So what was his makar? You need to say a makar for a chiddush like this. His makar was a bar tanura. A bar tanura. That's the makar. Rabbi Vadya bar tanura, and Mesechtes Erevin, Paragimel, Mishnah Gimel. So hopefully this is still a little bit fresh. The Mishnah over there was discussing the halacha that a person has to put his mazon shtei sudos that he uses for Erev Tchumen in a place that he'll be able to access it on Shabbos. So if you put, for example, your Erev in a Rishus HaYachin and you want to be koinah shvisa in a Rishus HaRabim, it's not a good
Erev. Why? Because he can't carry from a Rishus Hayachat to a Rishus Rabbim. So I want to be Koine Shvisa in a Rishus Rabbim, and I put my Erev in a Rishus Hayachat. So that's not going to be a good Erev, because it would be impossible for me to access my Erev. Or if a Koyim would put an Erev in a Beis HaKfaris, Koyim's not going to walk into a Beis HaKfaris. So if he can't walk into a Beis HaKfaris, who b'machem mecha, they ruve b'machem macher, some of the major sugis of Masechtas Erevin, that would be an issue. The discussion in the Mishnah is what would be if I can't access my Erev on Shabbos, but not because it's an Issa d'Iraisa, because it's an Issa d'Rabban. So for example, I want to be Koine Shvisa a Carmelist, and I put my Erev in a Rishos Hayachid. What would be the halacha over there? So it's Mavur, that really it's totally in a Machloikis. Machloikis Rebbe and the Chachamim. Were the Chachamim Goyzer Shvusim Bein Hashmashos, or were the Chachamim not Goyzer Shvusim Bein Hashmashos? Erevin, Eruv Tchumim, and Eruv Chatzeres go into effect when? They go into effect Bein Hashmashos. So if you want to know whether or not your Erev is kosher, all you need to confirm is that it was kosher Bein Hashmashos. If I was able to access the Bein Hashmashos, then it's going to be okay. If I couldn't access the Bein Hashmashos, then it's not going to be okay. So here's the question. In the event that I put my Erev in a place where in order for me to get it, I would have to violate an Issa D'Rabbanon, is that Hu B'Makom Echad Eruv B'Makom Acher or no? If the Chachamim would go on Shfusim Bein Hashmashos, I can't get a Bein Hashmashos. I can't get a Bein Hashmashos, I'm out of business. If, however, Chachamim weren't Goyzer on Shfusim Bein Hashmashos, so I can get it on Bein Hashmashos. If I could get it, Bein Hashmash, is that it's going to be okay. This is Erev 101. Whether or not I can use an Erev Tchumen with a Mazin Shtei Sudas is in a place that Midrabban and I have problems is totally in whether Chachamim Goyzer Shfus Bein Hashmash, or are they not Goyzer Shfus Bein Hashmash. Stating that the Mishnah said, what would be if somebody put his Erev Tchumen, his Mazin Shtei Sudas, in a Migdal? He put it in a closet. And he lost the key. What's the halacha? Zok the Mishnah raise the Erev. It's a kasha. Rebbe Leza says, "In any adesh amavtech bin koyme ein erev. If you can't find the key, the erev is not going to be an erev." Zok the Rav Bar Tanura. You don't get this every day. Zok the Rav Bar Tanura. The chachamim in the Mishnah hold hareza erev. Why? Because although in order for you to get the erev, you're going to have to break the migdal, but breaking the migdal doesn't involve an issa d'iraisa. All it involves is an issa d'rabbanan. Because at the end of the day, when you break it, you will destroy it. Destroying something on Shabbos is a mekalkel. Mekalkel is only asa midrabbanan. I mean, you're not allowed to destroy something on Shabbos, but you're mekalkel. So being that you're mekalkel, so it's a destructive act. Mekalkel is only an issa d'rabbanan. It's an issa d'rabbanan. So there, the chalmon war and geyser on Shvusim bein hashmashes. As a result, it's not going to be wrong. So what's Rebbe Eliezer hold? Why is Rebbe Eliezer saying any idea shemavtech b'mkoy me'enu erev? Zok the Rav Bar Tanura. The reason is because Rebbe Eliezer held that over here, demolishing this migdal is going to involve two isuri d'rabbanan. Number one, this act of breaking whatever you're going to have to break. Number two, the sakin that you're going to have to pick up and carry to break what you're going to break is muktzah. And because it's muktzah, that's another derabbana. Says the Rav, I quote, "V'hoyu v'ikah tarti." Being that there's two shvusim over here, tiltul hasakin v'chatichas hachavolim, carrying the sakin and cutting the rope, afilu the Rebbe damar kol davar shum mishum shvus bein hashmashos like gazru b'chay gavna moider de gazru. In this case, that we're gonna halach is we're gonna be guys. Zokrav kive eger. I have a Rav Bar Tanura Perigimel Mishnah Gimel Masechtas Erevin that says that even though Rebbe Shita is a chama, we're not guys on shvus and bein hashmashos. That's only if it's one shvus. But once you have two shvusim over there, the halach is a chama going to be guys. Now who said it? Rebbe Eliezer said it. Now we don't pass on Rebbe Eliezer in that Mishnah, but we don't pass on Rebbe Eliezer in that Mishnah because we hold there's no problem of muktzah by carrying. We don't pass them from other reasons. But this principle that there's a difference between one shvus and two shvus, and as relates to Rebbe's halacha, whether we're goyzim mishum shvus bein hashmashos, there's no reason we shouldn't accept this halacha. If that's the case, says Rebbe Kiveger, I quote, "Umiyata yesh loymar, the gambe mikdash, shnei shvusim chamiri, the gazru be mikdash." It could be even though ain't shvus be mikdash, but when it comes to two shvusim, it could be over there, it's going to be different. Just to add a little bit of beer, perhaps, al derech ha-chidud, to this chiddush of the Rav Bar Tanura, which is also the chiddush of Rav Kiva Eger, that there's a difference between one shvus and two shvusim. We have it now in two contexts. Number one, with regards to whether Chachamim were goyzer shvusim in hashmashos, and number two, with regards to the halacha of ein shvus b'mikdash. There's a Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchas Malva V'loiva. It's Perik Dalet Halacha Beis. Mishnah Lamelech is discussing the laws of Ribbis. He brings a Rajba, and this is what he says. He says, it comes out from the Rajba.
Aval heichod the bekiyam shvuasoi over al shnei isurim. But in the event a person does something, and as a result, he's over to isurim. Obir isurim the rabbanon says the Mishnah Melech. It could be it's going to be more chomer than if you're over an isadei raisa. Mishnah Melech says that if someone's over to isurim the rabbanon, one ma'isa to isurim the rabbanon could be more chomer than one isadei raisa. That's what Mishnah Melech says. So if that's the case, that's gevaldik. It's true, a shvus is always more kulodik. Ain't shvus be mikdash. A shvus is more kulodik. The Rabbanan weren't geyser on a shvus be nashmashes. But when you're dealing with two shvusim, not only is it obviously more chamer because it's not one, it's 1 + 1 = 2. Exponentially, maybe it's greater. But there's another nekuda. Qualitatively, two the Rabbanans takes on a din of a deraisa. It's a Mishnah Lamelech based on a Rajba. But the point is, it's a concept that two shvusim could be have a din of deraisa. Din of deraisa. Deraisa can't do the base on mikdash. The Rabbanan were geyser on all the deraisas ben hashmashas, of course. It's only a shvus not. Bottom line is Rabbi Kinegas Chiddush, that even though ain't shvus b'mikdash, but yesh loyme the gam b'mikdash, shnei shvusim chamiri v'gazru b'mikdash. Perhaps the most famous application of the rule of ain't shvus b'mikdash is the mission in the beginning of the fourth parak in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. We know the halach is that when Rosh Hashanah falls down on Shabbos, we don't blow shofar. Stating that, the Mishnah says, that was only outside of the Beis HaMikdash. The Mikdash, in the Beis HaMikdash, they used to blow shofar. And it's the first Amid Gemara in the fourth parak of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara comes out of Maskana. The reason is, because why don't we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos? It's an Issa D'Rabbanah. B'Zera, Shemi Yavi Reno, Dal Ramas B'Shas HaRabim. Says the Gemara, that bin Medina with Geyser. But the Mikdash were not Geyser. Why not? Zok Teilu Gerashi, the Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. Because being that Ein Shvus B'Mikdash, it's for that reason that even though we didn't blow Shofar B'Medina when Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos, but in the Mesa Mikdash, when Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos, they used to blow Shofar. So I just wanted to present one Ha'ara. Again, the Iker is the Pilpul. One Ha'ara as it relates to this idea, and it's Behektim, a tshuva that I saw in the Shailos of Tshuvas Avnei Tzion. That's from Rav Benzion Cohen, the same Peter Ruf. It's in Chelek Beis. It's Simen Ayin Zion. It's Dvarim Niflam Adlam Ha'ayin. Again, all in the spirit of old school Pilpul. But his Ha'ara is as follows. It's Yodua that the Magen Avraham and the Taz and the Kadmonim all ask a very famous kasha. And that is when Rosh Hashanah falls down on Shabbos, we don't blow Shofar. Why don't we blow Shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls down on Shabbos? Gzeirah Shem Yavirenu Dal Ramis Peshusarab. Freak the Magen Avraham, freak the Taz, and it's a free the Gakasha from the Maram Padova it comes. If that's the case, we should never blow Shofar. Not when Rosh Hashanah falls down on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Shabbos. Why? Because we know you're not allowed to play an instrument on Shabbos. Shemi Yisak and Klishir, because we're afraid that the instrument may break, and you're going to go ahead and fix it. If that's the case, if we're willing to be Mevatel Kiyah Shofar for Gzeirah, Shemi Yavirenu Dal Ramis Peshusarabim, then every day of Yontif, Rosh Hashanah, there's a gzera that you can enforce. You should never be able to blow shofar. Shem Yisak and Klishir. It's a freak the Magen Avraham and the Tam Ram Padova. This is the Veltz Kasha. So why do you have a blow shofar? I don't understand. If you're worried about gzeras, there's always a gzera. On Shabbos, there's a gzera. Oh, a gzera. Yidin, we're so stark, we don't blow shofar because of Shabbos, Daruch Lanen, the Minchasan. There's always a gzera. There's always a gzera. Shem Yisak and Klimana. This is raid that you could say every Rosh Hashanah. You always have the same nekuda. So why is it Davka Rosh Hashanah falls down on Shabbos? Shem Yavirenu Dal Rabbis Bishus Ram. As I freak the Magen Avraham. And the Teretz is Yodua. The Magen Avraham, the Taz say, the Rabbanan have an ability to tweak a deraisa. They can qualify a deraisa. They can be mitzvah. They can limit a deraisa. They can't completely wipe out a deraisa. It says in the Torah you're supposed to blow shofar. The Rabbanan are going to say, you know what? No, we decided no tkiyah. That's not something they could do. To say don't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls down on Shabbos, but blow when it falls down Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Yeah, that they could do. But to say never blow shofar, that the Chachamim have no right. It's not within the authority of the Chachamim. In the world of Yesh Koyach Be'at Chachamim, they don't have the ability to be Oikudavim and Atoira, Legamri. That's the key word. Legamri. That's not something they could do. And as a result, this is not something that's going to be okay. But there's another terrorist in this Kasha that the Machzis HaShekel says. Machzis HaShekel learns it up in the Magen Avraham. But the point is, the Machzis HaShekel, it's in Archaim, Simin Tov Kuv Peches, it's Sif Kotten Dalet, in the Machzis HaShekel, at the end of the piece. He says as follows, Kasha, Kushis Maram Padova. So I don't think the Kasha is a Kasha. Because I think, said the Machzis HaShekel, that if the Chachamim were only worried about one thing happening, if the whole concern was that one thing was going to happen, Shem Yisak Klimana,
don't think the Rabbanon would have ever made a gzera. Or Shemi Yavrin and Darms Pshusar Rabbim, the Rabbanon wouldn't have done it. The Rabbanon were never going to be oiker a mitzvah they rise of Tkiya Shofar because of one gzera. You know why they were oiker on Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos? Because when Rosh Hashanah falls down on Shabbos, there's two gzeras. You have gzera Shemi Yisak and Klesher, and in addition to that, you also have Shemi Yavirenu, Dalar Amis Pshusar Rabbim. And a Chanami, the Kasha is a Gevaldig Kasha. There's a Shemi Yisak and Klimon. And by the way, said Machzah Shekel, Shemi Yisak and Klimon if you MS is the reason you don't blow shofar on Shabbos. It's half the reason. When the Gemara said Gzeira the Rabbah, Shemi Yavireno Dalanam Shusha Rabbim, that's only the rest of the story. That's the other Gzeira. There's a lot you could do with this Machzah Shekel for another day. But that's just the other reason why the Chamor goes. But at the end of the day, you want to know why you don't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls down on Shabbos? There's two reasons, not a short answer. Number one, Shemi Yisak and Klimana. Number two, Shemi Yavireno. You want to know Sunday through Friday why you blow shofar? Because all you have is Shemi Yisak and Klimana. For one Gzeira, the Chamor going to be yoikrit. For two gzeiras, somebody the chachamim maybe are going to be yoikrit. So the same Peit Deruv said, he said, Lefi zeh, he wants to be ma'ir one ara. There's a famous chiddush from Rabbi Akiva Eger. We'll talk about this Bezos Hashem when we learn Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, maybe Sukkah as well. But there's a famous chiddush from Rabbi Akiva Eger. Rabbi Akiva Eger said, what would be if somebody blows shofar on Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos? It's Rosh Hashanah, it fell out on Shabbos. You blow shofar, tkiyah, you bang out your tkiyahs. What's the halacha? You yoytzet kiyah shayfer, you're not yoytzet kiyah shayfer. Okay, so we'll find out. No chindet in zvanzig, right? He says, no, chaps enough gemina la halacha. He says, if the first day Rosh Hashanah was Shabbos, and you blew shayfer, now it's the second day Rosh Hashanah, you make a shachiyanu? If you were yoytzet the mitzvah on Shabbos, then you're not going to make a shachiyanu. You can't make a brichas hazman. But if you weren't yoytzet the mitzvah, then you should be able to. Said Rabbi Akiva Eger, it's a dover posha to me. Said, it's no shaila to me, it's a davar pasha. Which way? Drum roll, a little suspense. Which way? It's a davar pasha to me that you are yoytzidim. It says pasha. The Rabbanon don't have a right, they don't have the ability to go ahead and be oiker or mitzvah. Echtei said they could do that. The Rabbanon could say, don't. But if you went ahead and you did it anyways, said Rabbi Akiva Eger, it's pasha to me that you're going to be yoytzidim mitzvah. You know, there's a classic sefer that we've never quoted in the daf, I don't think. A classic sefer, it's called Kaba de Kashiyasa. The Kabbalah de Kashiyasa was written by the Chelkas Yoyev. The Chelkas Yoyev was Rabbi Yoyev Yeshua Weingarten. He was a Polish Goyen, and he was a Talmud Muvik of the Avnei Nezer. He wrote a sefer called Kabbalah de Kashiyasa, which is 103 kashas, the gematria of Kava, Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Kav Vinoki, 102. This is Kava de Kashaisa. It's 103. It's 103 Bumbakashas. 103 Bumbakashas. Rabbi David Mandelbaum, this was actually reprinted recently, but Rabbi David Mandelbaum was Malake Torah from different Gedoyle Oilam throughout the gen. Yeah, Mamish, from the last 100 or so years, Pilpul on the Kava de Kashaisa with Mamish, Terutzim and Terutzim, and Raid and Raid. It's two volumes you can buy at your local farm store. But the Kava de Kashaisa was written by Rabbi Yaev Weingarten. And Kasha 99 out of 103 is Ra'isi Dover Tamua La Goyin Rab Kiva Eger. The Pshitale Dem Toka Beshoifa Beshabis after Over Al Shvusmin Komokam Amitzvah Neskayim Bidiyevet Ayan Shom. Avu Ma'oid Lepela Al Goyin Kamoisa Shayoyma Dover Kaze. I can't believe such a Goyin, someone so smart like Rab Kiva Eger, could have possibly said that. Why? This is not for today. I'm just digressing, having a little fun. But this is the 99th Kasha that the Chelkas Yoyev has. But the same Peter Ruv and the Avni Tzion says, I have a different art. I have a different aura that bothered me. And that is, we know there's machlokes in Abaye v'Rava. If someone does something that he's not allowed to do, e ovid, mahani, or loy mahani, kol milsa da amar achman o loy sav. Torah says, don't do something. And you go ahead and you do it anyway. What's the halacha? E ovid mahani, or e ovid loy mahani? This is machlokes in Abaye. Abaye says e ovid mahani, Rava says e ovid loy mahani. It's a major sugi in the beginning of Masech. Has a common Masech to Tmura, because in Tmura, the halacha is if you have a carbon, so you're not allowed to swap your carbon out with another carbon. What if you did it? Is it chal or is it not? That's where it comes up, the sugyo of the oven mehani, love loy mehani. It's one of the most intense sugyos in Shas, without a question. And what's amazing is, even though it's machlokes Abaye v'Rava, and the Gemara brings 17 different rayas, I don't think I'm exaggerating, but lemaskono, no one knows what the halacha is. No one knows. Rekvei has a famous marach in the sugyo of the oven loy mehani, and he starts off his marach. It sounds like it's v'hidi medivrei Rambam. That's how he starts. It's amazing. You have like one of the biggest. Imagine Yishlo Midas. Don't know who we pask like. It's amazing. It's one of the biggest sugis in Shas, but no one knows. It's a mystery who that loch is like. But most achroinim like Reb Kivager and this Marocha assume that we pask in E Ovid
loy mahani. Stating that the achroinim say that in the event that it's an issa d'rabbanon, when it comes to an issa d'rabbanon, over there the halach is going to be yavid mehani. So when it's an issa d'raisa, yavid loy mahani. But when it's an issa d'rabbanon, so there the halach is going to be yavid mahani. So said the same Peteruv as it relates from Kivegas Chiddush. Let's look at it from the Yavid Mahani, Yavid Loi Mahani perspective. You weren't supposed to blow a shofar. Now you blew a shofar. Okay. Were you Yaitza? Were you not Yaitza? So Muscha Rishon, he said, I think the Tzushta would be, it's a question of the Yavid Mahani, Yavid Loi Mahani. We're dealing with an Isser Dirabanon. So being that we're dealing with an Isser Dirabanon, he said, I think what should come out is it should be Yavid Mahani. It's Mod Matim. It works out very nicely. It's Rabbi Veger. But he says, I have one Ha'ara. Because if the Machzis Hashekel, again, this is all Pilpul, but if the Machzis Hashekel is Gerecht, that well, the reason you're not allowed to blow shofar on Shabbos is not for one reason. It's for two reasons. There's a double shvus. Number one, you're playing an instrument. You're not allowed to play an instrument on Shabbos. Number two, it's shofar. And shofar Chazal said you can't blow because of the mitzvah. We're afraid you're gonna be so excited, Rebbe Leib Leiger, you're going to spring Dalet Amos and Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to go to the mitzvah. Shemi Yaviren or Dalet Amos and Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So it comes out, every time you blow shofar on Shabbos, you didn't just do one isur, you really did two isurim. What were the two yisurim that you did? Number one, you played an instrument. You're not allowed to play an instrument on Shabbos. Number two, you have another issue. What's the other issue? You blew shofar. And shofar in and of itself is a problem. Shemi yavi renu dalet amos b'shus harabim. So said the same Peteruv, if that's the case, like the Mishnah Lamelech in Perik dal hilchas malva v'loiva, that said that when a person is over two shvusim, you're over a double shvus, you're over an issa d'rabbanon and another issa d'rabbanon, really, as a din of a d'raisa. So if that's the case, it should come out that he ovid loy mahani. So if he ovid loy mahani, it should come out not like Kvegas Cheshbon. The point from Kvegas had a chiddush. So said the Avnitzion that Lucher Kvegas chiddush at first glance sounds like it's telling the sugya the ovid mahani, ovid loy mahani. And when you break down the sugya, your muscharishan is oh, this is a derabbanon. By derabbanon, the pashas is the ovid mehani. So if the ovid mahani, it's very good. Reb Kivager. Reb Kivager said that you could be yoitza. I ovid loy mahani. This is a derabbanon. And being that it's a derabbanon, when it comes to derabbanon, it's the ovid mahani. But said the same Peteruv, loyta. Machzis Hashekel's Chiddush that blowing shofar on Shabbos is not one shvus, it's two shvus. And number one, you're playing an instrument, Shemi Yisakin Klimana. And number two, there's a special shvus as it relates to Rosh Hashanah, Shemi Yavirenu Dal Ram Shvusaram. It's because of the tuchshashes that the Chachal Zal said it's also. But at the end of the day, there's a double shvus. And the Mishnah Melech said, Perik Dal Hilchas Mavav Aleva, that a double shvus is what? Is an Isser Doi Raisa, or at least it's a Tzchomer is an Isser Doi Raisa. If it's a Tzchomer is an Isser Doi Raisa, then Lucher should come out of Cheshbon, then it should be Yavad Loi Mahani. If it's Yavad Loi Mahani, then it should come out not like the Chiddush of Kivager. Either way, this is some of the pilpul that he has in that shmuz. But I just want to end with one ha'ara, and that is that if we're going to accept the hanach of the machzis hashekel, that blowing shofar on Shabbos doesn't involve one shvus, it involves two shvusim. Again, what are the two shvusim? The first shvus is you're not allowed to ever play an instrument on Shabbos, Shem Yisach and Kliman. The second shvus is miuchad to tkiya shofar, Shem Yavirenu dal Rams Prisaram. But at the end of the day, it's two gzeres that Chazal were worried about. And it's because of the two gzeres that Chazal were worried about. It's for that reason you're not allowed to blow shofar on Shabbos. So it comes out, tkiya shofar on Shabbos is not one shvus, it's two shvusim. So I ask you a question. If that's the case, how are you allowed to blow shofar on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash? The most famous application of Einshvus B'Mikdash of all time is the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah in the beginning of the fourth parak. You're not allowed to blow shofar on Shabbos. By the way, this whole tumult with blowing shofar in a Beis HaMikdash nowadays and the Reb Kiva Eger, it made a tremendous, tremendous uproar in the early 20th century in Yerushalayim because it was a Yid who was known as the Lev HaIvri, Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger, and he famously wanted to reenact based on a Shitas Harif, but he wanted to reenact the Tkiya Shofar in Yerushalayim, even though it was no Beis HaMikdash, but the Ram Shita is Mikdash means Yerushalayim. So he wanted to reenact Tkiya Shofar on Shabbos, and it was a very big Kiddush, and nobody agreed with him, but what happens was a big tumult. Should the Olam go here to Kiyah Shofar for him or not? Like, at the end of the day, should we go here or should we not go? But imagine you found out someone on Shabbos, he's doing something very controversial. He was a guy in Olam, Rabbi Kiva Yosef Schlesinger, Talmidim of the Ksav Shofar. Right, he wants to go now. He's blowing Shofar. Should the Olam go? Maybe you should go. Don't blow Shofar. Shemi Yaviren or Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim. But should you go? So here's the question. Assuming he's wrong, are you yoytzer the mitzvah? So Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank in Mikroi Kodesh, it's in Yomim Neirom, it's Simon Lamed Beis, it's Sifkot and Beis. He said, "Loi Reb Kiva Eger, Mamon of Shachir yoytzer the mitzvah," because even if he's wrong, you're still yoytzer the mitzvah. Because Reb Kiva Eger said a chiddush that if you blow shofar on Shabbos, you yoytzer the mitzvah. He says, if that's the case, I think you have to go. Don't do it.
Don't look, but listen, and just go, right? And this is something. Tell your kids, don't try this at home, but go. That's what it sounds like. So this Reb Kiva Engis came very much to life in a famous controversy in the beginning of the 20th century in Yerushalayim Mir HaKodesh. But the bottom line is that if you're going to tell me that Kiyas Shofar on Shabbos is a double shvuz, Shemi Yisakin Klimona, and Shemi Yavriyanu Dal Ramas Bishos HaRabim, then how you talking they blew Shofar in the Beis HaMikdash? Why? Ain't shvuz b'mikdash? This is a double shvuz. Unless you're going to say it comes out from the Machzis HaShem, not like Reb Kiva Engis. Reb Kiva Engis Nemdon in Simin Kuf Nuntes in his tshuva to his brother Rabbanim Eger that Yesh Loimar that like the Rav Bar Tanura in Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel in Masech Tis Erevin that even though Rebbe holds like Gazer al Shfuz Ben Hashmashes but al Beish Shfuz and they were Gazer so who Adin as relates to Shfuz Ben Mikdash L'chayri Yesh Loimar Yesh Loimar Loitis Machzas Hashekel we have a Makar that it's not that way, and that is not only if it's one shvus do we say ein shvus b'mikdash, but even if it's two shvusim, we would still say ein shvus b'mikdash.